I too want to thank David and Grant and congratulate Andrew in this contest. And that's what's great about the Labour Party leadership contest, is that we were able to conduct the type of campaign in the public with our membership in a way that kept their confidence. And that's so important as we're trying to regroup and rebuild our team going forward. So this was an experience. We've all learnt a lot. We've all grown our own relationships much deeper with one another. But I've certainly relished the experience to put Labour at the front of our thoughts as we determine our new leadership, and I'm pleased with the result.
I want to add my congratulations to Andrew Little. I think he will be an excellent and strong leader of the Labour Party. I also want to acknowledge David and Anaya. We certainly did learn a lot about each other on the way round. I know more about the Otago Community Law Centre than I ever thought I would. And I know all about Huntley as well now, and the river that runs through it but doesn't divide it. That's right. Look, this is obviously a close result. There's no hiding the fact that I'm disappointed by it, but this is the system that the Labour Party has. And I congratulate Andrew, and he has my complete commitment to support him to lead the Labour Party and to win in 2017. A media statement has gone out from me in the last few minutes, and to preempt the question, having now put myself forward for the Labour Party leadership twice, I can assure you I will not be doing it again. There will be no requirement for a leadership contest for some time to come, because I'm sure that Andrew will be the leader and the Prime Minister for many years, but I can make a total commitment that I will not be putting my name forward again. Thank you.
So, Grant Robertson, just to clarify, you will never ever put your name forward to the Labour Party leadership in any circumstance?
No.
Why is that?
I've put myself forward twice. I feel that it's time for me to put my nose to the grindstone about getting Labour elected. I came into politics to make a positive difference in New Zealanders' lives. That'll only happen, in my view, with Labour in government. And I want to be part of a Labour government, and I am going to be putting my head down for the next 3 years to make damn sure that that happens.
So that means if Andrew Little, and say, for instance, doesn't get into government and stands down, you will say no?
I'm taking the idea of me running off the table.
Ever.
I'm not going to do it.
Where did you obviously didn't get the union support you were looking for. Why was that?
Oh, look, I mean, Andrew's got a long and strong history with the union movement. I don't think anyone would be at all surprised to see the level of support that he got. It's important for people to recognise that this is a process that's balanced across the caucus, the membership and the affiliates. It's impossible for anyone to win this if they don't have a strong degree of support in all three parts of the college, and Andrew's done that. There's very little room for any error in this process. I mean, 80% of the ballots were cast were online ballots, and it's impossible actually for them to be recounted. We'll have a chat with the party about all of the maths, but I don't think there's much room for error in this.
Will the party now be more united than it has been since Alan Clark left?
I think we've been extremely united in the last year, and I think we will be united again after this. Everyone in the Labour caucus knows that we can't win if we're not united, and we must win in 2017.
Are you pretty gutted considering you lost 25 kilos, you got supportive...
I'm not gutted about that, Lloyd.
You put all this effort in, you lost weight, you've got support of the party, you've got support of the MPs, more than little, and you still don't have it.
I didn't lose the weight to win the leadership, Lloyd. I did that because it's a good thing. I'll see you in the gym later on if you want to do that. I'm disappointed with the result, obviously. I mean, we all are. We all put ourselves forward to run. But ultimately, I didn't come into politics with a particular agenda to be the leader or the deputy or anything like that. I came into politics to be part of a Labour team that improves the lives of New Zealanders. I've got the opportunity to do that now with Andrew as the leader, and I'm 100% committed to that.
Deborah Parker, Andrew Little has criticised strongly your policies. Do you still want to be his finance
spokesperson? I indicated to the caucus at the start of this election that whoever won, I wasn't putting myself forward for finance or deputy. So that wasn't any reflection on Andrew. He hadn't announced those policies at that time, but I made that statement clear at the time.
So you don't want to be finance or deputy? Finance is over for you?
Correct.
Why not?
I've been doing this 12 years, so I'll reflect on what I do next. No, I've got no intention to immediately leave Parliament. But I've made it clear to my caucus that I'm not interested in being deputy or finance. I've done some of the heavy lifting in the last 3 years, and I'm quite happy to take a step backwards.
So you plan to leave Parliament this term?
I have no plan to. No.
So should David Cunliffe be finance?
That's up to Andrew.
Grant, Andrew benefited hugely from the support of Nanaia Mahuta. Where did you fail in terms of gaining that support? I mean, do you think that they just didn't believe that you would advance Māori aspirations, why do you think you didn't pick that up?
Oh, look, I don't know is the short answer to the question. And that's not necessarily a question of me not being able to do those things. It's that people saw Andrew, and some of the Nanaia supporters saw Andrew as better able to do that. I don't take that as a great negative reflection on me at all.
Grant Robertson, do you back this system of election for the Labour Party leader? Is this something you wholeheartedly support?
It's something I've supported from the beginning. I think it's very important that we have a democratic process. And most parties around the world do. And most Labour parties around the world reflect our heritage with the union movement. So I'm comfortable with it.
When you said you'd be going back to the party to talk about the maths, do you think there's perhaps...
Oh no, I just want to, I mean obviously when it's as close as it is, we want to make sure, but there's almost no room for error, so I have no doubt that this is the result.
These questions are getting a bit repetitious, shall we?
Nanaia Mahuta, could I just ask you a question?
Okay.
Would you like to be Deputy Leader of the Labour Party?
That's for Andrew to decide. We've got work to do, the negative narrative has to stop and we're committed as a caucus, I'm sure, to build our team, and he'll take his own time determining what his team will look like.
Will you accept it if it's offered to you?
It hasn't been offered to me. We haven't had a discussion, and he'll make his own decision on those types of issues.
If it is, given the popularity that you've got out there and the role that you've played, would you like to be...
Actually, out of respect to Andrew, he needs to build his team and have a conversation with caucus, and he'll make his determination in his own time.
Kia ora.
Thank you, everyone.